Hey everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. In this discussion, we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, the fundamentals of this channel and how you can approach the way that I talk about things. Because I've noticed, and I have to say, thank you so much for those of you who do comment. It's so lovely for me because I'm sitting in my living room, blah, blah, blah. And who knows? Who knows where it's going out, but I do have this energetic feeling that people are on the other end of this. So, but it can also be really lovely to get comments and just seeing or hearing from you that you're resonating with the stuff that I'm saying. And then there's also comments that come in that are just a little bit energetically off from what I'm saying or what I'm trying to say. So, in general, like we talk a lot about Reiki being universal life force. And again, I repeat this over and over again, but it's really profound and important to get this basic point, or what I would call not basic, but foundational point, that Reiki encompasses all. So it's universal life force, which means that it encompasses all spectrums, all vibrations. It's almost that it's the energy that comes up to allow you to do work. So the scientific definition of energy is a force that allows work, right? Energy allows you or whatever to do work. So it pushes energy into a light bulb to light up. It pushes energy into a car to drive. It pushes energy into our bodies so that we can function. And so, energy in and of itself is not a flavor. It's not a set vibration. It's not a set way of doing things, because the energy that you need to drive a car would kill a human being. Like, you try putting petrol into yourself to drive, you're going to be dead. So you try and put electricity through you to do work, you're going to electrocute yourself. You put heat under your feet to move, and if it's too hot, yeah, you can make a cup of tea, but you're not really going to help yourself very much. So when we think about it like that, it's obvious that each instrument of movement or each recipient of energy needs a different type of energy in order to do its work. And this is the key thing. And you can't lump humans together as we all need the same energy, because that also has been proven time and time again to be incorrect. We're all different. So putting yourself into a rigid set of do's and don'ts based on other people's opinions, experiences, and research is not tailor-making or self-empowering yourself. And the beauty of Reiki is that it is all energetics. So this is the beauty of it, is that it's almost like you can pull in whatever energy is most required by the body. And that's what we say, right? We say that Reiki goes where it's most needed. Now, that gets misinterpreted all the time, because people think that that means that Reiki comes in and decides, like a godlike figure, what you need and then goes there. But that's a little bit like saying the electricity goes into the light bulb and figures out how to make light. But that's not what's happening. The electricity is powering the light filament, and the light filament is already there. Like, if the light filament is broken, it's not there. It doesn't matter how much electricity you pump into it, it's not going to light. So this distinction is really important, because there is a kind of flow that we need to be doing. Like, it's our light that the Reiki is shining through, right? So as you work with Reiki, it's this idea that, okay, the energy is coming in, and how am I best processing it? And and it's very simple. The best way to process it is just to be open to the very fine barometer we already have. And that is the barometer of what is aligned and what is not. And I talk about this a lot, like this idea of getting into alignment with your true self. And some people will say, oh, your higher self or your higher purpose. I'm a lot more vague around that because I actually don't believe as humans, we come into this planet and we have an egoic kind of direction that we have to do. And if we don't do it, if we don't find our life purpose, we failed. It doesn't feel right in my body. So if we go back to the fundamentals, what feels right in your body? So when, and you can try this out for yourself. It's like when you have done a Reiki treatment, when you are feeling centered, when you're feeling balanced, when you're feeling clear in yourself, relaxed, calm, go into your kitchen and look at the food and really look at it. Like, is this something my body wants right now? Like, is this something that's good for my body? And you'll see if you're clear, right? And if you're not grabbing. So oftentimes we grab at food that is not very good for us because it gives us a quick hit, right? So that would be sugar, that would be carbs, that would be, and it tends to be something that actually is kind of what we need, but not. And you'll notice that there's a kind of grabby energy, almost like an addictive kind of that kind of feeling, right? So that is not calm and centered and grounded. When you're grounded, you're going to reach for different food. There's going to be different food that feels good. And also when you eat it, to notice, and this is all part of mindfulness. This is why we say be mindful when you eat, because it will also stop you eating too much. If you take your time and really notice, am I full? Am I satiated? Am I, you know, how am I doing? And slowing everything down, because it also takes a while for the food to get down to the stomach and for the stomach to process and for the stomach to then send the information back up to the head. I'm full. And you also might be one of these people, if you're neurodiverse, that doesn't have that I'm full feedback. So then knowing yourself and knowing that this is an issue for you, then you do need to look at portion sizes and portion control. And I'm going off on all these different tangents because it's important to realize that your body is a unique expression. You are unique. And that isn't the same as you're special, okay? But you're unique. So what other people tell you, and even what the research says, is going to be what other people tell you is going to be what works for them. And what the research tells you is going to be the average. Okay. So the way research works is they'll take 100 people, and out of 100 people, the majority will feel like this or feel like that. Now, what if you're not in the majority? Then what? Then actually, the research doesn't even apply to you because research is never 100%. You know, like Even things like bad habits, some people who smoke live into 100. So there's these things in the outsides, the outliers that don't follow the research. Now, I'm not saying go and smoke, okay, but don't just keep your bad habits. I'm saying get clear. So one of the beauties of Reiki is that it helps you get clear. It helps you relax. It helps you come back into yourself, your sense of self, your sense of alignment with yourself. So again, this word alignment, people are like, well, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is when you are in your body and you feel comfortable, you're comfortable in your skin, you're comfortable where you are, you feel at home. And from that perspective, it's it becomes easier and easier to notice when you are leaving home. So it's as simple as when somebody is telling you something that you should be doing and you feel resistance. Now, that must happen to you all the time, right? Like, it happens to me all the time. And someone will come in and they'll be like, you should be doing it like this, or you should be eating like this, or you should be... Now, and then you feel this resistance that comes up. Now, again, it doesn't mean that what they're saying doesn't apply to you. It simply means there's resistance in your body. And that might be because it doesn't apply to you. It might also be because there's a resistance in your system because you know it to be true. Now, these are two opposite sides of the spectrum, right? So it might be that that person is right. It might be that person is wrong. And it would get the same kind of resistant feeling in your body. However, when you're clear, when you're really clear in yourself, and it might not happen at the time of the conversation, but as you do your Reiki, as you reflect, as you're in a more meditative space in yourself, in your body, then if there is that self-reflection going on, then you can tell the difference. And it might not happen immediately. It might be days down the line where you're like, oh, they're right. And you've had this as well, right? So you've had it where people have said something, you've got really aggressive and you're like, nope, or maybe not aggressive to them, but in your body, you're like, nope, not listening to that. That's wrong. Ugh. Or you get this resistance or stress of, oh my God, I need to be doing that and I'm not doing that and blah, 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 blah. And oftentimes that's also a little clue. So if somebody is telling you to do something and you feel panic because you don't want to do it or you can't do it or you really don't want to do it, that kind of panic of, but I should be doing it is often a little clue for me anyway, that actually it's the shoulds are probably not so correct. But if somebody says something and I feel anger towards them, like, how dare you tell me to do that? Then oftentimes that's a defense mechanism. And that defense mechanism can sometimes be a little clue that maybe they're right. Maybe. But again, don't make any generalizations around this, because the clue is your defensiveness, your resistance, your feeling of tension in the body. And that's what you want to investigate. You want to investigate, what is that? And where is it coming from? Is it coming from, yeah, they're probably right? Or is it coming from, I'm feeling judged. I'm feeling that people think I'm not doing good enough. Or maybe I feel I'm not doing good enough, well enough, eating properly, exercise, like whatever it is, you know? And so sometimes the reason I'm saying all this is because the whole foundation of this channel is not you should be doing this and you should be doing that and blah, blah, blah. And you should be Reikiing for 1 hour a day and your hands have to be like this. Don't make them floppy hands. And the rules and regulations that we often come across in Reiki, but also in spiritual practice, you need to meditate this many times. And when you meditate, you need to sit cross-legged and your spine needs to be straight and blah, 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 blah. Need to count your breath. Again, that might be useful for some people, but then for other people, it might put them off meditation because it's too difficult. And what happens if you have very stiff hips, or what happens if you have difficulty straightening your spine, or any of these things, right? And with the Reiki as well, it's kind of like, well, if I don't do my 1 hour, there's no point doing it. But actually, self-reflection can happen sitting on the toilet. Like, it doesn't have to be something you're sitting there doing 1 hour practice and making it all a big ritual. So if ritual suits you, and if certain ways of doing things suit you, then do that. But don't assume that you have to do that, because there are many, many ways to come home. Like, it's just a drawing in of your energy. And that can happen in a second. It can happen in an hour. It can happen over many, many days. Like, it might be that when you feel that resistance, or when you're trying to figure it out. It might be when you look at your kitchen cupboard, you're just going straight for the chocolate and you keep going straight for the chocolate. And you think, this is good for me. This is good for me. Now, it might be it's good for you. And it might be that over the months as you're working with Reiki, that you feel less and less drawn to reach for it, or you're reaching for it with a deeper awareness that this is something you're grabbing for that actually your body probably doesn't need or want, yet there is still this grabbing sensation that's happening. And so that's something to be aware of. So all of this stuff that I talk about is encouraging you to find what is your balance, what is the way that works for you, with the overriding goal, I guess, if you could say there's a goal, of becoming more and more comfortable, relaxed, and happy in yourself. That's bottom line. So the bottom line is not to twist yourself into a pretzel to be the perfect spiritual whatever to the outside world and the outside world's do's and don'ts and rules and regulations, but is actually to feel more and more comfortable in yourself. So then you're like hoodling around the world, and no matter what anybody else's opinions or looks or advice, you're just kind of like, well, that's interesting. They think that. And so what? I mean, if you... You just have to go on to like TikTok or Instagram or these reels, and one person saying one thing and the next person saying the next thing, and then one person's, and it just, it's so obvious that there is no ultimate truth in what anybody is saying, because it's just opinions. All of it is just opinions. Even research is averages. So it's just, you know what I mean? Just bear all this in mind and do not take other people's opinions as more valid than yours, right? And what I mean by that is more valid than your opinion of what works for you. For you. So if you're going to have a big fight about politics, I got nothing to say about that, right? Whatever, like, that's your opinion versus their opinion. I'm not saying one is better than the other, because actually they're both just opinions. But what I'm saying is, when it comes to you and it comes to your well-being and what works for you and your path, that is 100% your feeling, that homecoming, that feeling of what's right in the body, when the body feels relaxed, when it feels heard, when it feels listened to, when it feels validated. That is all you. Like, only you can do that for you. Like, honestly, only you can validate yourself and say, yes, this is right for me. I feel comfortable with this, and I feel comfortable doing this, and I feel comfortable when I'm like this. And then when that happens, then when other people say, ooh, you shouldn't be eating so much chocolate, you're just kind of like, yeah, probably. But it there's no... You know, there's no resistance to it. It's just kind of like, yeah, you're probably right. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's something in the chocolate that's good for you. Like, we don't know, right? So, and again, when I say this, I'm like, I'm not encouraging anything, because people will take everything I say and then go, oh, now I can eat lots of chocolate. That's not what I'm saying. You guys know that. What I'm saying is, get comfortable in your skin. And that means really honoring and respecting your feeling of what is right for you and what is not right for you more than other people's opinions, right? And that also means rituals and rules. And if you go to a healing modality and the teacher says, do this and do that, and even with the Reiki, and it's that idea that the Reiki needs to be practiced in a certain way. And sometimes I have comments that pop up, and this is kind of where this whole thing came from, is, and when the comments come in, the energy is so off-sided to me. It's like, when I read it, I'm like, whoa, like, there's a real funny thing that happens with my energy where I'm like, that doesn't match what I'm trying to say. Right. And what I'm trying to say is, there are no rules. The energy comes in to to your system, and your system is a unique working machine, right? So it's the difference between electricity coming in for a light bulb and electricity coming in for a kettle. They do different things. And each and every one of us is on this planet with a unique frequency and a unique set of experiences and a unique set of programs. And just everything is totally unique. There's not one single person on this planet walking around with the same combination of thoughts and experiences and epigenetics and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So you're here to work through, maybe not work through, do your purpose, not purpose. I mean, who knows what we're here to do? And we all live different lengths of life and we all have different preferences. I mean, it's kind of colorful and amazing, right? And it's honoring and respecting that in each and every one of us. And most importantly, honoring and respecting that in yourself. So, blah, blah, blah. I could literally go round and round in circles talking about this all day long. But the bottom line is respect yourself, like love yourself, honor yourself, and do what works for you. And use that resistance and use that feeling of discomfort in the body to come home, like come back. Like, what is that resistance? What is happening here? Why am I feeling like this? And moving towards the relaxation, moving towards the homecoming, the feeling of, yes, I'm comfortable. Right. So you move more and more towards that. And that's an inward journey. It's not out there. There's nothing out there for you. It's inwards, inwards, inwards. And just noticing when people are giving you their opinion, what feels like what you need and what feels like not particularly helpful. And not to push it back in their face, but just to acknowledge that in yourself. That's all it is, right? When people's jobs are to be judgmental and give opinions, okay? That you should do this and this. Blah, blah, blah. That's going to come at you all day long. And then you go on social media, you see the same stuff. It's just like advice, 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 advice. Now, it's just opinions. So with all of those opinions, what resonates, what doesn't? It's like those of you who say, oh, that really resonated with me. That feeling of just like, yes, that makes sense. This is what it is. And then acting through that and living your life through that. And then just the kind of stress of life and it just gets a lot easier. Right? Everything just gets a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable and a lot more curious and a lot more fun, a lot lighter. It's just better all around. So go down that line, because there is not really that much advantage in getting stuck in certain ways of doing things. So it's always good to just be fluid and noticing when some of the patterns that you've put in place, which might be helpful in the beginning, like routines and rituals and things like that, they might not always work. So again, beginning of the year, Chinese New Year, these kinds of times are good times to also just reflect on what you're doing and just seeing, okay, does this spiritual practice still serve me? Does this still serve me? Does this diet still serve me? It's just kind of like just checking in every now and again and just double checking that. So I hope that was helpful and lovely to chat.